Michigan's Senator Carl Levin is retiring this year, and that has some top business leaders breathing a big sigh of relief. Michigan's senior senator has been running a very tight ship in chairing a Senate subcommittee that's done some pretty deep probing into the workings of big business. Kelsey Snell's piece for Politico really says it all. Corporate world exhales with Levin exit. Good to have you with us, Kelsey.
Thanks so much for having me.
What is the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, the PSI? What does it do?
The Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations was created back when Harry S. Truman was in the Senate, and it was set up to investigate war profiteering. It has evolved over time, and it's kind of a chairman-driven committee where the person in charge gets to look anywhere they want in government or in business and issue subpoenas and do long probing investigations. It just has so happens that Carl Levin found big business and tax evasion and Wall Street to be his big driving force.
Now, the PSI doesn't have power to write legislation. So why is it, as you write, that Senator Carl Levin, I love the quote, widely feared on Wall Street and in boardrooms across the country?
Well, he, unlike most other chairmen in the Senate, has the ability to issue subpoenas. So any person that he feels like looking into actually is compelled to respond. That gives him a kind of unique power where he can bring some of the biggest names, like we saw that executives from HP, Microsoft, and Apple had to come and testify and face actual direct questioning. It's a pretty scary place to be, and it's very well publicized, it's well videotaped, and it's well circulated.
Give us a bigger idea. What kinds of things has Senator Levin and the PSI gone after and uncovered?
Well, as I said, his big love is going after what he sees as unfairness and where he thinks that the little guy is maybe getting a bad deal. So he really focused on Wall Street, tax evasion, and places where the companies were making choices that were probably legal within the bounds of the laws it was written to avoid doing what he saw as their duty as taxpayers. So when you saw him bring in Apple CEO, it was a conversation about whether or not their perfectly legal tax doing should be allowed to continue. Should Congress step in and change those rules? So it's a very complicated way that he gets at some very big problems.
And even though the committee or the PSI itself, this subcommittee, doesn't write legislation, it can certainly influence legislation that Congress writes.
Sure. Lots of times Congress doesn't take action unless there's a big political climate to make it comfortable so that they aren't scared that there will be backlash later. Having a big hearing that shines a light on some kind of corporate injustice really opens up the space for lawmakers to say to the public, there's a real problem here and we're going to fix it. And Levin's investigations were very good at shining that light.
Kelsey, who's being talked about as a possible replacement as PSI chair?
Well, it becomes a bit complicated because we are looking at a situation where the Senate could turn over and could no longer be in Democratic hands. If it stays with the Democrats, it's fairly clear that Claire McCaskill will probably, the senator from Missouri, will probably take over for Senator Levin. They have a very close relationship and have worked together on many issues outside of just these investigations. And he's been kind of personally keeping an eye on her and would like to see her replace him. If Republicans take over the Senate, there are seniority issues there. The most likely person to take over could be Senator Rand Paul, though after some investigation, I've actually heard people floating a whole list of other names, including Senator Rob Portman from Ohio, or even potentially having Senator John McCain stick around on the subcommittee, though that's highly unlikely.
So how might that change the types of investigations and, let's say, the ferocity of the investigations, contrasting it with the way that Senator Carl Levin's been doing it?
Sure. I mean, he had a particularly studious style. He treated it like he was almost a prosecutor in a court. And he was really fascinated by these specific issues. The next person, it's not likely to share that exact same prosecutorial background. And Senator McCaskill has said that if she does take over the committee, she won't be quite as interested in the tax fairness issues and Wall Street. She's more interested in government contracting. And it's completely up to whoever takes over to kind of drive the direction and let their interests influence where the investigations go.
But it does rather seem that America's losing a senatorial pit bull as Carl Levin retires.
Absolutely. I have spoke with many, many, many people who said that Carl Levin has brought a lot of prestige and a really strong sense that PSI is an important, worthwhile subcommittee to the Senate, and he has been a very strong steward of that position.
Kelsey Snell, her piece for Politico is Corporate World Exhales with Levin Exit. Kelsey, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.